Lomas 57.
למה זה נוח המול? זה נעס חלק עם טייסוס. טייסוס פרק את הקש. אבל קש. ביגי ליינס. ליטני שסיש, טייסוס 1, זה תנאו ראי, זה איזה חתימצה 11, זה ערב פאטר זה צורו. מה זה איזה חתימצה, זה ערב פאטר הצורו? איש שסיש. אני זה ערב, ערב עשה איש שסיש. יש איש מפתר לצור, ויזה. סקטייס ואיז כגוין שבו רובן, וקיצר חוץ משימן. רובן was not a brother, he was a נוחרי. And קיצר חוץ משימן. ובו קיצר, שימן וקיצר סתם, so רובן is מקדש לגבי דיגנצה ולד שזה יש איש חוץ מלגבי שימן. And שימן is מקדש סתם. ומייס שימן, and now she falls to Yibum to his brother Levi. So Levi can do Yibum. Because Klapi Levi, she's be'etzem Eishes Ruben. So she's Eishes Ish. So she herself is potur Klapi Levi from Yibum, because she's the erbe from Eishes Ish from Ruben. And the Melish, he can marry the wife of Shimon, that is be'etzem by him the wife of Ruben, because it's the erbe from Eishes Ish. And she will part of the Tzorah within Tzorah's Eishes Ish. This was Teisus Kasha. So Teisus v'yeshloimar, the lekarina legabei Eishes Ameis. זה כבר נעשרו לו לפני קידוש האוכי משום איש אסיש ולחושב ארבע במוקר מצווה. So what is Teisus Teretz? So we learn like this type and we'll go today with this Mahalach on the Kasha, so we give right of them. The Teretz of Teisus is that it doesn't part of the Tzorah why. Zog this type because Reuven said Arayat Mekudeshes Li Chutz Mishimen. Then Shimon goes and makes a Kiddush. Now Shimon dies. So Levi wants to do Yibum, so we tell Levi you can do Yibum, why? Because Klapi, you, Levi, she's Eishes Ish of Reuven. Remember, we want Levi that he's not allowed to marry Eishes Shimon that was Eishes Reuven because it's Eishes Ish, and she will patter the Tzorah. And for Teisves, she doesn't patter the Tzorah. Why? Because Levi says, in my eyes, she was never married to Shimon Bichlal. Because Reuven said, Arayat Mekudesh Asli Chutz from Shimon. So Klapi, the ganze Welt, she's Eishes Reuven. So in Shimon's eyes, she never married Shimon. And Reuven, in Levi's eyes, she never married Shimon. Now, she wants to part of the Tzorah, the second wife of Shimon. So, Levi says, I don't see a Tzorah Selva. In my eyes, she's not a Tzorah Selva. You write that in her eyes, she is a Tzorah Selva. Because in her eyes, her husband had... But the Tzorah says, Klabe Levi, Eishes Reuven, is only Eishes Reuven and not Eishes Shimon. Maybe she doesn't part of the Tzorah. Doesn't give them the vote from the stipend. This is what we said in Chamishi. Let me get it started to the Hemshach HaTesis. And this is the chelik what is Megiah to us today. Zog Tesis, Umiyu, Yeishes Shtimesim Dei Reise, Kinemashma Baya Megarish, Litne Oche Eishes Beis Mesim. Frag Tesis, I have an Ayakasha. I have an Ayakasha. Litne Oche Eishes Beis Mesim. Kigoin. Shebo Reuven, now Teis is talking in a case that Reuven and Shimon and Levi, three of them are brothers. Bo Reuven, v'kitsho chutz mishimon v'levi. Reuven is mekadesh ha'isho chutz from two of his brothers, Shimon v'levi. Ubo Shimon v'kitsho stam. And Shimon goes and is mekadesh stam. So nochmo, this isho Reuven married her chutz from Shimon v'levi. Shimon marries her stam. Now Reuven and Shimon die, and Yehuda wants to do Yibum. Be'etzem, she's Eishes Ach for him. Why not? Why not to do Yibum? If Reuven marries a lady and he dies, Yehuda could make Yibum. Here Reuven married her chutz from Shimon and Levi. And then Shimon married her stam. Now Reuven and Shimon die. So lechure, he could do Yibum. Zaktei says, but he would not be allowed to do Yibum, because it's a nuklal, Eishes Beis Meisim. She's considered the Eishes Beis Meisim. What if she's considered the Eishes Beis Meisim? She's the Isha of Reuven, and she's the Isha of Shimon. She's the Isha of Reuven, and she's the Isha of Shimon. Now she's the Isha of Reuven, and she's the Isha of Shimon. So the Aloche, Eishes Ameis, velo Eishes Shtei Meisim. So Yehuda cannot do Yibum. So this is Teisus Kasha. Why the Gemara didn't write down another chetim to part of the Tzorah? Kigun shekitcher Reuven, chutz mishimon v'Levi, and then Shimon kitches Stam, and now both of them die. So Einach and I, fuck out. Be'etzem, he could do Yibum, fuck out. He's going to do Yibum. We'll speak about Reuven. It's the easiest case. Reuven said chutz from Shimon v'Levi, and then Shimon married her. Now Reuven and Shimon die, and Yehuda wants to do Yibum. We'll speak about Reuven. He's not allowed to meyabim Eishes Reuven because she's also Eishes Shimon. So b'meile he's potur from Yibum as Eishes Reuven. Now, not only that lady that is also married to Shimon, he can't do Yibum. He can't do Yibum to her, and he can't do Yibum to her tzara. Forget about Shimon. About he wants to marry Rochel. Rochel was married to Reuven, chutz mishimon v'Levi. And Shimon married Rochel also, and now Reuven and Shimon die, so Yehuda cannot do Yibum. Even if, forget, in his eyes, Takesh is Eishes Reuven, so he wants to marry Eishes Reuven. But he tell him, but she's also Eishes Shimon, and say, Aloche, Eishes Emeisim, Achov, Elo Eishes Temeisim. And the man, not only that he was not allowed to marry her, he was not allowed to marry her, so, this is Eishes Kash. Like the stipler, when you say it, Yichavis Heim Zach Nishtot. If we say that in his eyes, she's not Eishes Shimon, so she's not Eishes Temeisim. You explained before in a different case. Reuven is a Nochri. And she married Shimon and Shimon dies. Why you can't do Yibum? Because she's Eishes Reuven. Why she doesn't part of the Torah? Because in my eyes she was never married to Shimon. Since Bichlal not in the parasha. So now Taisi says, Fakir, Reuven and Shimon, and now he wants to do Yibum as Reuven. Why Taisi can't do Yibum? Because she's also Eishes Shimon. She's Eishes Shnei Meisim. But in his eyes she's not Eishes Shnei Meisim. As they frank this type on himself. Zog the stipler, weiss to you that Zogna Yesoid, that the psul of Eishes Shtemesim doesn't mean, Eishes Shtemesim doesn't mean that in his eyes, Sitake falls le Yibum, machmas two people. If you need that she will fall to Yibum to him, machmas two people, Sitake cannot fall le Yibum, machmas two people. She doesn't have a reason to fall le Yibum, machmas Shimon. In his eyes, she bichlal not married to Shimon. Hanishkin Shaykhis to Shimon in his eyes. In his eyes, it's only Eishes Reuven. There's no Shaychus to Eishes Shimon. But Lemaisa, this Isha herself, Shimon also needs Yibum. There's no one that could find it, because in the eyes of everyone, she's Eishes Reuven. But the lady is the lady that needs Yibum for two reasons. Is a halacha, you take Eishes Hameis that needs Yibum for one reason. And you can't be Meyabim an Isha that has two reasons. But about this Svarah, the Stipler himself says that it's a pilpul. But I say something to the Stipler, Muslim Zagna Yisoy. That the psul of Eishes Shtemesim, it's not like we understand that if I'm taking two houses, as if I'm Baisechot Ubeinim and Ubeinim Shtebatim, I can't do Yibum to two. This is not the vote that I can't do Yibum to two. The vote is that while this Isha has a Sibel Yibum Machmas Shtayim, you can't do Yibum. You only could do Yibum if it's a Sibel Machmas Yibum Machmas Echot. If it's a Sibel Yibum Machmas Shtayim, you don't do Yibum. Even if by mitake it's only machmas echot. So this is the way Be'etzem and the stipler in the first simon and simon chavav he shtal the divra teisus. The first kasha of teisus was when a nochri married a isha chutz from Shimon, my brother, and then my brother marries her and my brother dies. I can't do yibum because by misha she's Reuven, but she doesn't part of the tzora because in my eyes she was never married to my brother, so the tzora nishkin tzora self. I feel ochi zok teisus if she's married to two brothers, Reuven and Shimon, Reuven tzad chutz from Shimon, and now Shimon marries her and he dies. I can't do yibum even for Eishes Reuven at klapai v'chure. She's married to Reuven, so I can't do yibum. Why? Because she's Eishes Shtemeis. And the minute she battles the tzor, I l'chur in my eyes, she's not Eishes Shimon. The Torah says the Eishes Shtemesim doesn't have to be that it's a nefila machmas shtei hameisim. As sido as a shame from Eishes Shtemesim, it's also a reason I can't do yibum. This is Tantzis Divra Stipler and Simon Chovov. So the Stipler brings down, it's interesting, it's come out, never happened, because it's Yankov, against the Simon Chov Zion, that someone slugged them up, minei v'bei. Why? Taisus here brings down a case a little bit different. The Hainu. Reuven married her chutz mishimon velevi. Reuven not only married her chutz from Shimon, Reuven married her chutz from Shimon velevi. Why Taisus said that Reuven married her chutz mishimon velevi? Because Taisus wants that will be a chatim tzev tzor tzor. I'll be mazel, what is the case? Reuven, Shimon, Velevi, three brothers. Reuven married her, chutz from Shimon, Velevi. Then Shimon marries her, Stam. So she's married to Reuven and Shimon. And both of them die. So we said, Yehuda can't do Yibum, because it's Eish Shtei Meisi. So the male were part of the Tzorah. So Reuben can marry this lady that was married to Reuben because she's Eishes Reuben and Shimon, or she can't marry the Tzorah. What is Tzorah Tzorah? So none of the brothers could do it. So what is the case of Tzorah Tzorah? So the Maharsho showed this is the reason Taisa said that Reuben said, Chutz Mishimon Velevi. So Reuben married her Chutz Mishimon Velevi. So she's married to Reuben Chutz Mishimon Velevi. Now Shimon married her Stam. So she's married to Reuben and Shimon. Now both of them die. Who goes to take her? Levi. By Levi, it's not Eish Shtei Meisim. Why? Because Reuben said, Chutz from Shimon veLevi. The same reason Shimon was allowed to marry her when he was alive. When Reuben was alive, because Klapi Shimon, Reuben said, Chutz from Shimon. When Reuben said, Chutz from Shimon veLevi. So now Reuben dies, and Shimon dies, Levi takes her, because Reuben said, Chutz. So Levi could take her. And if Levi will die, it'll be Tzor HaTzor. Frank the Chacham Mechatz to the Stipler. The fit of Stipler, it doesn't make sense. Lo Yemachem the Chesh. Reuben married her Chutz Mishimon Velevi. Reuben married her Chutz Mishimon Velevi. Shimon marries her Stam. As I state in Tesis. So now she's Eishes Reuben and Eishes Shimon. And they die. Levi wants to do Yibu. Levi wants to marry her. Why? By me, she's not Eishes Reuben. Oh, but she's Eishes Shimon. Say. So she Eishes Shimon. Clapping the whole world, she's also Eishes Reuven. So she's Eishes Shtei Meisim. Look at the stipler. Lule a stipler, it's not a kasha b'chlal. Because we said, clapping the word that is chutz is outside the parsha. So when Reuven says chutz from Shimon ve'Levi, so for Reuven, she chutz from Shimon ve'Levi, Shimon marries her. For Levi, she's only Eishes Shimon. When Levi dies, by Yehuda is Eishes Shtei Meisim. But we explain now that the one that is chutz clapping him, it's even that it's chutz klapei him, while the isha is the isha of shtei meisim, while the isha has the isha of shtei meisim, while the isha has the isha of shtei meisim, it's called eish shtei meisim. So what is the echetimtze? So minei vebei, frek di chocham echot. Tesis is talking about a case that Reuven married chutz from Shimon ve'Levi. And then Shimon marries Tam. So Yehuda can't do Yibum. Why? Because she's eish shtei Reuven and Shimon. Frank the stipler, this was the first stipler. Why Lechure Klape Yehuda, she was never married to Shimon? If this is the way we're learning the whole time, that Klape the Chutz, if someone says Chutz from Shimon, it's a Klape the whole world, she's only Eishes the first one, and not the Eishes the second one. We didn't have to learn like the stipler. We could have said that the whole world also is masculine as a Chutz. But the stipler learned that Klape Yehuda, she's never married to Shimon. So Frank the stipler, so why does he say that Yehuda can do Yibum? The Torah says, you're right that Yehuda only wants to do Yibum al Tzruven, but while the lady has Eish Shimon, she's Eish Shtei Meisim. So Frank the Chacham Echad, Aber Azei, and the second case, Reuven said Chutz Mishimon ve'Levi. And Shimon married a Stam, and now they both of them die. Tesis is Mashma that Levi for sure could marry her. Now the problem is, by Yehuda, it's all so. Why Levi could marry her? You're right that Levi says that clapping me, she was never married to Reuven. She was only Eish Shimon. Oh, but the lady herself has a zike, Saimach Mas Reuven and Saimach Mas Shimon. Saimach Mas Reuven and Saimach Mas Shimon. So she's the Eish Shimon. So Levi cannot marry her. What? So the stipler makes a cheshbon if they died together or not, who died first. But the cheshbon has to be that they died in the order of Vasachas, out of the first Shimon and then Reuven. The stipler in the siman makes the cheshbon. I don't want to always tzmach the elu fatum on the cheshbon. The stipler makes the cheshbon that other they died together, the Shimon died first, but the ma'aser she's eish shtei meisim only in this way. This is the kasha that Chacham Echad yifrek the stipler. And the stipler tried to say different chetimtzes. Maybe Reuven said chutz mishimon ve'Levi, and Shimon also said chutz mishimon ve'Levi. But the tesis is mashma. And the stipler says if it's a chiluk, when I listen, you know, it's the chiluk. I don't have it so clear yet. The stipler himself wants to say if it's a chiluk, that klapi Yehuda, she's called the Eish Shtei Meisim. Klapi Levi, she's not called the Eish Shtei Meisim. Klapi Yehuda, she's called the Eish Shtei Meisim because the Meisim, Enoch Nami, he only recognizes in the issues of Reuven, but he knows that it's the issues of Shimon also. Mashiach Levi, Levi said, Reuven said chutz for me. So Reuven himself said that he doesn't want that it'll be Ishus clapping me. But I've listened to Genoi the Dakis. I've been cooking in a Veinik how the stipler tried to answer the Chacham Echad. Let me gain a trop weiter. There's one mushtarke kasha here before we go weiter. And this is better, the Yevomis the Kasha that comes back in every suga kimat in Yevomis. Aber man darf ois chashbundas noch einmal, dem Ramoshe ois chashbundas. Taisus has a kasha. He has a chetimtze of an extra arayas. Eishe shtei meisi. Come on, listen to this type of it. Bepshat. Reuven comes to a lady, to Rochel, and he tells Rochel, Arad mekudeshes li chutz mishimen velevi, my brothers. Shimon goes and marries her. Stop. So now she's married to Reuven, and she's married to Shimon. She's married to Reuven, and she's married to Shimon. Now Reuven and Shimon died. So Zoktesis, Zaloche eishes ameis, velo eishes shtei meisim. Then Tesis answers, no, but the Rabbanon, but now Tesis lins at Zedei Reise. So Yehuda cannot do Yibum. Why Yehuda cannot do Yibum? Yehuda cannot do Yibum because she's also eishes Reuven, and she's also eishes Shimon. So Reuven can't do Yibum. She's also eishes Reuven, and she's also eishes Shimon. So Tesis wants that this lady will patter the Torah. The Haidu, not only that Yehuda cannot marry Rochel, the wife of Reuven, even Leah, the second wife of Reuven, he also is not allowed to marry. Why? Because the Eishes Shtei Meisim patter him. Frek Rebel Chonon Wasserman, and Beis Ois Vov. Frek Rebel Chonon, he doesn't understand. Who will patter her? What is the Ptur that will patter the Torah? Reuven cannot, Yehuda cannot marry her because she's a wife of Reuven and a wife of Shimon. She's Eishes Shtei Meisim. So B'meila, not only that he cannot marry her, he will not marry her Tzorah. What part of the Tzorah? What is the name of the Erve? What is the name of the Erve that will part of the Tzorah? Yehuda is not allowed to marry her. She's Eishes Shnei Meisim. She's Eishes Reuven and Eishes Shimon. Both of them are brothers. Both of them maybe is reason to Yibu. But Zaloche Eishes HaMeis Veloi Eishes Shtei Meisim. He can't marry her. She's Eishes Shtei Meisim. What will part of the Tzorah? What will part of the Torah? What will part of the Torah? What is the Elvin? I wish they didn't tell you that. You're not allowed to make Yibum to Eishes Shtei Meisim. See? What is the Avera? Achosisho I know is the Erve. Bito I know is the Erve. What is the Erve? Zot Rebel Chonon, it's Eishes Ach on a Mitzvah Zibu. It's a Eishes Ach on a Mitzvah Zibu. Eishes Ach min a Filizu. But I can't do Mitzvah Zibu. Kum Zurich the Eishes Ach. And Tesis was that Eishes Ach will part of the Torah. I mean, look, you're saying a Teretz. First, we uptight in a Tesis. I would say Bichlal, Stam, that could be Bichlal, if this is the Pshat, like Rebel Chonon, and this is the Emes, because the only is that the Eishes Ach becomes also. So the whole kasha of Tesis nishta za starke kasha. The Tana also didn't write Eilonis. The Tesis Yishonim, I think we started this man. If the Eishesach could be, the Tana doesn't have to write more Eishesachs. She said, Shtei Eishesach, Shlo Boilomo. It's not 15 Arayas, it's not a new Erve, Eishesach. Mehot Shem Eishesach. Parashas Tesis is looking, we have another Erve, Eishesish. Especially, you know, the Rishonim, Matatzach, we'll see in a second, Kushi Shel Hevel, Kushi Shel Kintur, Masa was the Rishonim one. But, Tesis Frank, Chobanai, I found a new Echetimtze, I found a new Echetimtze. Nach Amor Eishesach. Before, so we could have asked it before, and there it's not such a kasha, because the Erve asks the Eishesach. But here the Eishesach. What is the ganze kasha? Bishleim, if it's a new Erve, I hear Gishmak. Chob 16, you're right. That 16 is mutne, you have to make all different Echetimtzes. Amor Frank, Tesis is not 15. I could find 16. You can't find 16. In a modern case, the same one comes back again. You have another one. Island. It's full of the whole crash of thesis. Mashkachas lo eishes shtei meisim. We found the echetim, but muzman learned as if Rebel Chonon. Because eishes shtei meisim doesn't have an erve. Eishes shtei meisim, avada the pshat is she's potu, kum tzurik de eishes ach. Learn what the thesis. So Rebel Chonon only speaks out and he says, no, it's a afkoe from the parsha. It's a afkoe from the parsha, frank Rebel Chonon. But even though it's a afkoe from the parsha, frank Rebel Chonon, Hylenis also has a afkoe from the parsha. Asher teilet prat la'ayinis, and it's a machlekes in the Gemara. Sidor man do omar that ayinis patos the tzor. But Sidor man do omar that ayinis doesn't patos the tzor. Because it's an afkoy in the parsha, it doesn't become an erbe dikei shesach. You're right. If Adonis becomes a erve, so we'll say that this mamish afkoy from the parsha, we may have passes the tzora. The Bechor doesn't answer. He just says, as they vice noise, that Tesis wanted that this ishasach will be in Gansan afkoy from the parsha. It's worse even for Adonis. Because Adonis, you have to say, she's not mamish afkoy from the parsha. She's a lady that can't be in the parsha, but she doesn't have a problem with the parsha. Eishas temesim, the yibum by her doesn't work. She's the yibum dike problem. Eishas meisechot velo eishas temesim. But as I said, when as vaisnais this eishasach, it's not stam eishasach the memele, while it's eishas temesim, so it's afkoy from etzem haparsha, and bemele it will be erve dike eishasach, the information, the same simon, when he brings Reb Chaim, says Reb Chaim, in the beginning of Tesis, Reb Chaim was mechiyach, that eishasach cannot pato the tzorah, eishasach min afilazu. And here we have a Shesach min afilazu that does part of the Tzorah. Maybe here it's a Gretzer Afkoy, Zokta. But we see in Teisus Yilachua, who asks Alamor, Vifal a Shesach part of the Tzorah? We have another Echatimtze. A Shesach Temesim, no a Shesach that part of the Tzorah. We had a Shesach before, the Philip of Skirov, and we have another Malat Teisus, no a Shesach Temesim. Now, Teisus finishes, for a base mashma, the a Shesach Temesim, Zerad Rabban, Ubirushalmi, Bereisha Megarish. Now, the last part of Tesis goes back, clapping the beginning of Tesis. We ask the Kashe, Mashkachas lo ish as ish tepatos de tzoro. What is the case of ish tepatos de tzoro? I'll go back to the beginning of Tesis. Now, the person says, Reuven is megarish isho al menash lo itinosi le Shimon, le Levi. Reuven is megarish isho al menash lo itinosi le Levi. And she goes, she marries Shimon, and Shimon dies. So Levi can't do Yibum, because if he does Yibum, he will meet the ish as ish. So Teisus said, "This Nishkin, it's Naidomi Lachisisha." But this was Teisus Kasha. So Teisus, I found the Yerushalmi fragged the Kasha. And Yerushalmi bereisha megarish porichlo the first Kasha. Most of them chanina b'shem Rapinchos lidin to zayin noshim kirab lezer. And Mishani tamon atayra osrolov hoche hu oisrolov. These are the words of the Yerushalmi. Tamon atayra osrolov hoche hu oisrolov. And Pirush Rabbeinu Yitzchok tamon atayra osrolov. What is the Talmud? So the Yerushalmi asked the Kasha, why the Tana doesn't write down Eishes Ish? Reuven, Zanochri, is Megarish Ishto, Al Menash Leitinosi LeLevi, and my brother Shimon married her and he dies. I can't do Yibum, because when I do Yibum Levi LeMafrea, I'm over on the Tnai, she's a Isha Sish, the Mele, she's not Isha Shimon, so I can't do Yibum. The Yerushalmi answers, Tamola Teira Osro, Ocher Ua Osro Loi. Loshon HaTesis is, all of the Arayas is nothing what to do about it. And this Erve, if Reuven will decide to give a get before Shimon dies, another get, without the tnai, so she'll be divorced in Gansu. Aval hoche, shim yirtze yatiren ala yobim, kaidim shiyomu sochiv. Reuven could give a get, she'll be oisei shesish, and the male, Shimon could, Levi could do a yibum. So what is the answer? So he could. Who said he didn't? What is Teisus Tavitz? What is Teisus Tavitz? Tamon, atayro osol. And all of the arise is nothing what to do. Here, if Reuven wants, he could give a get. So he could. What? A minute. So the Chazanish came, and Chazanish learns Pshat in Teisvus. B'meile loydomi le'achos isho. It's a longish of Teisvus. It's not a balabatish of Teisvus. All of the arayas, it's not up to me. So it's a parsha that the erve patos the tzorah. An erve that I could stop it being an erve, of them we don't have a leo to say that we'll patos the tzorah. Loydomi le'achos isho. It's loydomi le'achos isho. Be'etzem it's an erve. So what if I could open it? I could take it away. So what? Am I even say erve? The Targum says, yeah. I was loydomi le'achos isho. This is what the Chazanish says pshat. Shtikel the loshon of shtikel. Teis doesn't say the word. But this is loydomi. Loydomu lehu. Loydomu lehu. Loydomu lehu. Teis means loydomi le'achos isho. As I said, the Chazanish. The world for like three kashes of the Chazanish. One kash is it's only good lefi rabbanan that we learn p'tur erve from achos isho. But if you read it, we learn from Velokho. Kol she'en lekuchim ba'achas, en lekuchim ba'shniya. It's not teretz. Teis is before, the whole teis is said, Leidom el-Achizisho, Leidom el-Achizisho. So teis, but if you read it, it's not teretz. Now, but he brings a Yerushalmi. Now, what's with Rebbe? Rebbe learns from Velokho. Ein Kasche. Zweite Kasche ist, Teisus says, Aval hoche, tolu ba megarish, shim yirze, yatireno la yovom, koidem she yomus. He could give a get before Shimon dies, and mainly later he could do Yibu. I wonder if he would give the get after Shimon dies. What will happen if he will give the get after Shimon dies? Taisa says that here, Reuven could be mad to her if he will give a get before Levi dies. Before Shimon dies. What will be if he will give a get after Shimon dies? What? What? L'chua b'nesra. L'chua b'nesra. She's already awesome. If it's a svara le'idomi l'achris isha, it's no shachas. It's not an erve that stays forever. Because Yenim could take away the erve. What is shachas, the nesra or not nesra? If you're telling me why it's not like Achus Isha, Achus Isha stays forever. It's not up to him to take off. Here he could take it off. You might as well take it later. It's too late. It's Nesro. Oh, but the Erva is Leidomi L'Achus Isha. The Erva is Leidomi L'Achus Isha. If it's a small, why it doesn't look like Achus Isha? Because Achus Isha is no way to take off. This one is a way to take off. But it's not even when you can take it off. The third kasha of Frank Rabyankiv Kamenetsky. So Rabbi Yankiv Kamenetsky doesn't understand. Taisus asked the kasha, "What's mit Taisus ish?" Kasha. So Taisus leidomi l'achris isha. Why Taisus starts at the beginning? Because this one is also b'znus, this one is also b'nesuim, and even if both is leidomi l'achris isha, hosam b'shas nefile, nochal leidomi, nochal leidomi. Then he finishes. No, I found the Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi says another reason why it's leidomi. So what is this whole big Taisus here? The Yerushalmi says why it's Leidomi. Taisus tries to say three Leidomis are lame. You know, the Yerushalmi said another Leidomi. Zogt Reb Shimon Shkop al kochoch Taisus means balebatish, and Taisus doesn't mean lomdus. Al kochoch Taisus means balebatish, and Taisus doesn't mean lomdus. Zogt Reb Shimon, what Taisus means? Taisus means azay. Taisus means azay. That. Taisus means that Be'etzem Eishes Ish Ketato De Tzoro. But the Tana doesn't want to write things that don't stay clear. The Tana says, if your brother is married to a Bitoy, this is it. Kozman, she's living, you can't do Yibu. She's married to Achris Isha, Kozman, she's living, you can't do Yibu. Eishes Ish is not a Pasha. If Yenna will give tomorrow again, you could do Yibu. So, but maybe the Tana doesn't want to write it, like you wanted to learn. Balabatush. Balabatush. About it, Patos De Tzoro. It's not a svara not to part of the Tzorah. I was like the Yerushalmi, the Tana doesn't want to write it. The Tana only writes things that stay forever. So the Babli never mentioned it, so Teis had a seshtikul teret. But the Yerushalmi says about the Babish teret. But the Babish teret. What's enough? The Tana doesn't write things that don't stay clear. Chosisho, yes, not. The Tana doesn't write it down. The Tana only writes things that Takis stay. The Tana can stay for good. Back and forth, the Tana doesn't want to write it down. We have to have a minute. Say that. The Achronim have a starke kasha. It's a memory of Yesedis dike kasha. Taisus and Daft and Zion clears a shayla. Taisus clears if the Tzoro went and she got married to someone. Yevama went and got married to someone. So, the Yevama went and she got married. So the Gemara clears if the Vlad is posul, the Vlad is not posul. Frek Teisus, a starke kasha. Frek Teisus, a starke kasha. If the Yevama goes and gets married, Frek Teisus, lechure, she's oisa Yevama. She's oisa Yevama if the Yevama goes and gets married. Why? And the minute that she gets married, Eisha Sish is an Erve. Erve is Maftia Zika. So the whole Shaila, if the Yevama goes to get married, what happens to the kids? Frek Teisus and Daft Zion, every Yevama that goes to get married, she becomes an Erve, she becomes Eisha Sish. So she's not a Yevama anymore. So we can't have a Shaila, a Yevama that got married, what happens to her kids? And the minute she gets married, she's an Erve. Erve is Maftia Yibu. Like we know, Achris Isha, Hutro v'Nesro. If a brother has a Yevama, and he goes and he marries his sister, she becomes Oysa Yevama. she becomes Oysa Yavama. So Frek Tesis and Dafta Zion, every Yavama that get married, what is the whole Shaila in the Sugya later? There's a whole Shaila in the Sugya and a Yavama that goes to get married. The Gemara has a Shaila. A Yavama that goes to get married. What happens to the kids? Frek Tesis. What is the Gansa Shaila? What happens to the kids and the Yavama that goes to get married? Frek Tesis L'chura. Every Yavama that gets married, she's a Ishasish. And a Ishasish is Nishkin Yavama. Let me send the tesis inside a second. There's one line. It's mamish astira to our tesis. Look at the zayin amud aleph, the first tesis. V'yeshloima, the first tesis of the zayin amud aleph. Dibur amasu bnei tzolos. V'yeshloima deloy domi. The hosom en shum takon elase shetisiyabem. Evi erv elachar nefile. שאין להם מסוחויסו. אבל הוכה, היבומו שנזקד של השוק, אפשר לתקן על ידי גירושין שתסייע בהם. הילקח לא יפוק הזיקה. הילקח לא יפוק הזיקה. Taisa says, if the Yevomah becomes a Ishasish, the Zika doesn't go off. Because ביודי לגרש. Because beyond the garish, Frek Reb Shimon Rebel Cholim Chaim Oizer, so state in Tesis of Dafta Zion that a Yevama that becomes a Ishasish, the Zika doesn't go off. Why? It's not like a Chisisho. Val beyond the garish, Erve from Ishasish is not Mafkia Zika. V'yeshleim Arkeven she beyond the garisho, Hilkach loipok a Zika. So not only that she doesn't patter a Tzoro, state in Tesis that Ishasish doesn't patter from Yibu, because it's beyond the garisho. So someone asks you, the Zika poka, Zika loy poka, Eishas ish, the Zika is loy poka. So if a Yevama becomes Eishas ish, Shtet in Teisa, she stays a Yevama. Why she stays a Yevama? Val biyode legarsha. Val biyode legarsha. So val biyode legarsha, she stays a Yevama. Frank de Velt, we're learning here at Teisa, a whole week, Eishas ish will patter the Tzoro, chutz, Almanas, Shtei Meisim, all these gashes the whole time. And Taisin then brings even a Yerushalmi. And after Zayin, Taisin's a new Teretz. Eishasish, not a pater. Even herself, forget about the Tzoro. Because beyond the gashes, the Zika doesn't go off. So some Achroinim said, no, this is the Yerushalmi. This is what the Yerushalmi said. Beyond the gashes. This is what the Yerushalmi said. Beyond the gashes. This is what the Yerushalmi meant. Long this. So if we will learn that Yerushalmi is long, it's like the Chazanish. It's like the Chazanish. Tesis here, this one he said from the Yerushalmi. It was a very long Tesis. And the end of the Tesis, Tesis found the Yerushalmi that Biyodi Legarsho is Leidomi Lachisisho. And if he did, Tesis is Mamshich and Dafta Zayin. What? So now, Tesis is Mechanish, even a Chilush Legabi the Erber itself. Avada, it's a Chilush Gon Lomar. Avada, you're right. And Tesis of the Zayin is Mechanish, even Legabi the Tzorah, even Legabi the Yavama itself. Aber, first, Tesis never mentioned after Zayin that he's going to feed the Yerushalmi. And also, we said that Tesis here doesn't mean Lomdes. Tesis means Balabatish, we explained. So if Tesis means Balabatish, kum zurik stiras ha-Tesis. Stiras ha-Tesis. Stiras ha-Tesis. By all Tesis has a whole Tesis, vos mit Tesis ish. Tirutzim, tirutzim, and then in the end, the Mishnah doesn't write it down, Balabatish, because the Tana doesn't like the right things that could change. Come to Dafta Zayin, Zog Taisis. If a person married a Yevama and she became a Ishasish, you know why the Zika doesn't go up. Beyond the Legarsha. Arayas is not beyond the Legarsha. But if it's beyond the Legarsha, then it's Bechlan and Mafkia. Behelem, the Gans of Taisis and the Fiut. It's Mamish Akushi Atsumo. So if you learn Yerushalmi is Lomdes, so it's a Shtikl Mahalach. Yerushalmi said the Lomdes, Taisis of the Zayin, said weiter the same Lomdes, beyond the Legarsha, is a Psal Lomdes, the Redomil Achisisha, even Legabe herself. Even Legabe yourself, it's Leidomi Lachisisho. Why not? If it's a smorah not a part of the Tzorah, it's a smorah not a part of yourself, Leidomi Lachisisho. But if we say that's in Ishto, as I Yerushalmi, I'm saying, here's the Nafkemin, we say not that Yerushalmi is Malabatish, but maybe we have Mamash Astira Satesis. From Dafta Zayin? What? Oh, a minute. So a lot of the Achroinim, Tziasach Tirutzim, maybe some of them are Negiata Arba'achim, some of them are Negiata Acholetz, I want just to say one teretz with Reb Shimon and Simon Ches, and the same Simon, after he learns that this Yerushalmi is Balabatish, Safakar, he says, it's not how Yerushalmi that Tesis is right. That is only a Balabatish teretz. So Mamash Spiras at Tesis. So Reb Shimon wants to say like this, that all of the Tesis in Bayos and the Feud are speaking on an Erva B'Shas Nefile. B'Shas Nefile, she's an Erva. Tesis learns, Bemele, even if Biyodi Legarsho, but she's an Erva. Erva is Mafki Azike. Tesis of Dafta Zayin is talking about an Erva Le'achar Nefile. Tesis is talking about an Erva Le'achar Nefile. Erva Le'achar Nefile. Erva le'achar nefile, be'etzem, she's not in the parsha. The parsha says, Yevomo yovo yoleo, and we have a mute, Arayus are not in the parsha from Yibu. If someone is not an Erva, she is in the parsha of Yibu. Arayus are outside the parsha of Yibu. Arayus are outside the parsha of Yibu. But this is only if it's an Erva b'shas nefile. If she becomes an Erva le'achar nefile, even that you cannot do Yibum to an Erva le'achar nefile, even that you cannot do Yibum to Erva le'achar nefile, but it's not a Afkoef from the Parsha. So why Erva le'achar nefile you cannot do Yibum? Val ein es adeicha leisa sheyesh b'kores, and you can't do Yibum. So the Zika doesn't stay. So the Zika doesn't stay. But it's not a Afkoef from the Parsha. Val it's not a Afkoef from the Parsha, only the Zika doesn't stay. It's only if it's taken no echetimtze for the Zika to stay. But if the Zika has a Yechetimtze to stay, because Biyodeh Legarsho, so the Zika doesn't go off. So be a Nischadish, that is two parshas. Again, we're just boing ois now, as we don't say parshas. What to do with these two parshas, because then the Zika is spreader in Yevomis. But Lehechach HaGoyde Lakush is, that Shaitin Teisa is that in the huge day, that even Eish HaSish, every Erve B'Shaas Nefile, Avada Etza Erve, and it patas the Tzoro. And we don't say Svoros of Efshol Legarsho. Taste of the Zion, if you see inside, he's talking about the person that went, and he was Mekadosh Yevomo, although she became Achris Isha Le'achar Nefile. When I've done Taste says a Chiluk, if after the Nefile she became an Erve, so if it's an Erve that can't change, so we made it Poka the Zika. If it's an Erve that could change, it's Loi Poka the Zika. Then it's Loi Poka the Zika. What is the Svore? So you have to say the Gzeres HaKosuv, that Erve is Mafkia Yibum, is only B'Shas Nefile Taken. The Gzeres HaKosuv that Erve is Mafkia Yibum is only B'Shas Nefile. Shelo B'Shas Nefile Takenish. Shelo B'Shas Nefile Nak. Erve only B'Shas Nefile is Mafkia Yibum. But it's another halacha that a Yevom that becomes an Erve is a Stira LeYibum. Erve is a Stira LeYibum. Then we say, if it's a Stira LeYibum, it's Poka. If it's a way not, it's not Poka. What is the Hesber? B'Shas Nefile that is the Gzeres HaKosuv, it's an Erve. Erva patis. I tomorrow could change it, but the Gzeres HaKosuv that is potu. Le'achar Nefile, we don't go with the Gzeres HaKosuv, because the Gzeres HaKosuv is not there. We just learned the Svara from the Gzeres HaKosuv that Erva is a Stir Le'ibum. Then we say, if it's a Stir Le'oilom, it's a Stir Le'oilom. If it's not a Stir Le'oilom, it's not a Stir Le'oilom. Le'maise, it's what Ishpet, the Rashbo and the Ramban and the Beza Mudalef, they bring down the Yerushalmi, and they say a different pshat in the Yerushalmi. They say a different pshat in the Yerushalmi. They say that the Yerushalmi means what they said in the whole sugya. That Dovor Acher Goram Lo, that Bichlal, they speak about Chutz and Almenas, like we said yesterday, the last Shiurim, that the Rishonim learn, Shir Sof is Roy Le Yibum. Just if you do Yibum, she becomes a Erve. If you do Yibum, she becomes a Erve. The main Shir Sof is not considered Bichlal a Erve. That's made the Yerushalmi. That's then Taki the Rashbam and the Ramban. Two Zachim, tomorrow is the Yom Kippur Kotten, so we'll have shiur earlier. But I want Taka Be'etzem, Sidor Gemore, the Navzen Taka the Gemore, Efshar Apor Minut, but I want really Be'etzem tomorrow to start from the Sugi and Yudom Udbeis, Isma Acholetz Liyavimter. It's a new Sugi, Isma Acholetz Liyavimter. I'll hear all this Gemore because Chutz La'oretz. So the Gemoras, you know, we didn't manage to see the Gemoras inside, so it's not clear if we go back to the Gemara from where we have to start the Gemara clear. And I want Taki to start the new sugya, so Shaloi Kedarkeinu Taki not to read all of this Gemara, but I think I'll Tevas Atzibur and Tevas Seinian to start Taki the sugya from Yudamud Beis Isma Acholetz Liyavim Toi. Like out, we could start slowly and get a rhyme in the ganze starke to the sugyas, and Mezat Hashem will have in Siyat HaNishma. Thank you.
time you shared. Maybe you didn't say what time you shared. Maybe you didn't say what time you shared. That's it early.
The woman that didn't have a chance to drink the late soju and her husband died. What happened? She didn't believe it.
Come on, man.
The Asian Shemesis, Rabbi Levi, when she went to the wedding, she married the second brother. Kape, the third brother, she's not married to the Kape Levi, she was Asian Ruben. She wasn't allowed to go marry her. The violet male she was.
It's a Charlotte, not supposed. It's called a circle. I don't know if she's allowed to do beer, she's not allowed to do beer. Not as long as she needs to make the beer, she's only with the dishes.
If it's allowed or not, then it's up to the others.